There are things you're not washing enough. The internet tells us. We learned you're not cleaning your phone often enough. But even less, none of us wash our keys. Do you think there's anyone listening who's like, oh, I wash my keys once a week? There's no way.
No, I would think the only time you would even think about washing your keys is if you drop them in something, like barbecue sauce or the mud. You know, you go, oh, I better wash my keys off.
Man, I think maybe it's probably not the worst feeling I've ever had because I've gone through adulthood and things happen. But when I was a junior in high school, the toilets in the bathroom next to the gym had concrete block walls. And then the doors had been taken off. But so I went in there and I sat the stuff I was carrying on top of the little concrete block wall, which was right about eye level. Mm-hmm. And then when I went to pick it up, I forgot my keys were on top and it fell in the water.
Oh. So
as I walked around the concrete blocks, I thought, please be a toilet that was flushed. And it was a pot of gold. So then I had to choose. Get the keys or call mom and dad?
I mean, you got to get them.
You got to get the keys. I mean, better a pot of gold than a pot of chocolate.
Yes. Yeah. It's a good thing Tommy wasn't even born yet.
Yeah.
I mean, his hands have gone up in the air like he's...
He's calling touchdowns.
Oh, somebody's done some artwork. Tommy, you've made it in the show photo. Making a turderer.
God, that's incredible. On my behalf.
It is. All right, other things you're not washing enough, your belly button. Just rinsing your hands when you go in the bathroom, a little splash of water, a lot of people do.
I'm shocked how many people sit down where you're in a stall next to them and they get up and they just leave. You go, you wiped, man.
Or did they?
Or didn't, yeah.
Do you think there's anyone who just doesn't wipe? They just don't?
Yeah, probably.
They're like, well, the body's made for it. Cavemen didn't wipe.
I like having a good, I like having a good itch later.
Is there anything worse?
Not to me, but.
All right, now, Hot Wings, you're on record as being anti-wash your legs. You think anyone who does it is wasting their life?
I don't think that is what I said in any way at all. In fact, I wash my whole body now.
Wait, you started washing your legs as a result of the pressure campaign from Kelly?
It really didn't have much to do with Kelly. It says I get ingrown hairs on my legs, and I thought if I use a loofah, maybe if I use it more frequently, maybe this will stop happening as much.
So you didn't wash your legs until Kelly made fun of you a lot for it. Then you started, but the two things are completely unrelated.
Oh, no, I only started doing that 2 months ago. Her argument with me was a year and a half ago. It was a while ago.
Takes time to come around. Mm-hmm. I get that.
But it's
even harder to admit. I also get that.
I'll
take credit where credit is due.
That's fine.
I deserve it.
But it's less about soaping myself and more what Maitland said is exfoliating. Mm. I think that might be better for my leg, my ingrown hairs that I get on my thighs.
You don't want to have old looking legs.
Ingrown hairs are the worst.
Yeah. And they've been like that my whole life.
Right. Because you haven't been washing your legs.
Probably.
Kelly,
Almost
Maitland, and
certainly.
Steve, do you think that when Hot Wings didn't wash his legs for all but the last 2 months of his life, that he was washing his crack? Because this article says people do not wash their crack enough.
What? Oh, you got to get up in there.
Yeah. If you're just letting the water run down.
I get my crack.
You would do the crack you're on your own legs.
Every day when I start, that's the first thing I do. Bend over a little, spread the cheeks, and let the water smash into there.
And then you use that same washcloth on your face?
No, I don't. I don't shove a washcloth in there. Just let the water do its thing.
No, I don't do that either. I was just trying to set a narrative that didn't exist. Maitland, you get in there and you scrub?
Yeah.
Crack attack?
Crack attack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All of us are crack attackers.
Oh, yeah.
I attack
get up in
my
there.
Crack.
Do you clean the door handles in your house?
Only if there's a sickness going through.
The first week, we were all scared of COVID.
Yeah.
And you had to leave groceries on the counter for 24 hours before you touched them or whatever the rules were. We better wash every surface.
Yep. I find myself cleaning stuff like that a lot more often now with kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you do.
Because it's probably sticky.
Especially Nikki, because he is just constantly leaking.
Yes.
All the time. So his hands are always sticky or something. There's always food stuck to something. So there's nothing worse than grabbing the refrigerator door handle to pull it open, and it feels like Braille. There's just crust all over it.
A bunch of stalactites everywhere.
I'll throw that thing away. When I'm cleaning, I'll take just like Clorox wipe.
The fridge and with a kid.
Wipe off all of my like cabinet poles and everything.
Yeah.
Just you hit them every once in a while.
That makes sense.
It is, yeah. One of those things where you like, I don't have a schedule for it, but I'll get a wild hair at some point and just go, I should clean all of this right now. And then I'll just go crazy on everything.
My doors are all like old wooden doors that are painted white, so they get smudges on the inside of them really easily. And our dogs like to nudge their nose on the little window panes on the window too, and on the doorknob. So I find myself getting finger marks and dog nose marks off of those pretty often when I'm cleaning.
Question for the parents. What's the strangest place you ever found to be sticky that you couldn't explain? Do you know what I mean? Because there are just where you're like, why would
sticky?
It be sticky on top of the TV stand? Whatever. No one even goes up there. It's just rogue sticky spots. I found in the back of the Expedition, behind where the back seats are, there are little like trays for like, it works great for like groceries, certain items. Like if you bought a bottle of wine, you can lay it down in there.
Yeah.
About that size. But it's behind the seats.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would have to, for the kids in the very back row, like, wrestle out of your seatbelt and lean over to put something in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so filled with, like, a sticky residue that was unidentifiable. Like, I don't even know what that is or how long it's been there. Family of flies is probably stuck in there.
Probably.
I have less mystery sticky spots and more mystery. How did this sock get here?
Oh, yeah. Is it dirty or is it clean?
A wadded up sock that I go... I don't even know how you did this.
I had sticky pennies in my cup holder for a long time.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh.
And every time I would go to use them, I was like, why are these so sticky?
Mm-hmm. That's no good.
Couldn't tell you what was on them.
Mm-mm. Other things you're not washing enough, your sheets and your pillowcases. We've heard that one before. You're dirty if you're flushing with the toilet lid up. That's splashing everywhere. You should replace your toothbrush once a month or at least when the seasons change. And not flossing is going to kill you with an infection getting to your brain.
I have finally started flossing, like, on the regular. Like, it was, you know,
good
I would
job,
do
man.
I would do a really good job for, like, 2 days after the dentist. And then, like, one day before the dentist when I thought, it's been a while since I made my gums bleed good. And, but the last, like, 3 weeks... I have done it every day, sometimes morning and night.
Wow.
Wow.
What happened to you?
You've created a routine.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I have.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
What a twist.
I know.